Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the music of a small Los Angeles label that helped document the emerging sound of West Coast jazz in the early 1950s. It's the Nocturne Records story, Jazz in Hollywood, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. Thank you. bassist Harry Babasan doing Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer's Skylark from the Complete Nocturne Recordings, Volume 1, with Bob Ennevoldsen on bass, Jimmy Rolls on piano, and Roy Hart on drums. We also heard trombonist Herbie Harper doing a Jerry Mulligan composition, Five Brothers, with the same rhythm section, and Bob Gordon on baritone sax. We're playing music from Nocturne Records on this edition of Nightlights. Nocturne Records was a small label started in Los Angeles in the early 1950s by drummer Roy Hart and bassist Harry Babasan, both veterans of the 1940s big band scene and who had played together on the 1953 sessions by guitarist Lorindo Almeida and the saxophonist Bud Shank that anticipated the jazz bossa nova explosion in the early 1960s. They ran Nocturne Records out of a warehouse that was part of Hart's drum shop on Santa Monica Boulevard, also giving space to Dick Bach's Pacific Jazz label and an office for a downbeat writer. West Coast jazz was on the rise, and Hart and Babasan wanted to promote their own vision of it through their label. In doing so, they recruited musical friends such as Shank, Marty Pash, Jimmy Rolls, Howard Roberts, and Shorty Rogers. Babasan told Downbeat, "There is very definitely a recognizable new school of jazz that has gradually come into existence here during the past couple of years. It stems from the fact that so many authentic jazz musicians with solid musical backgrounds and training are established here more or less permanently. We don't move around as much as musicians in other parts of the country." Babasan wanted to show that the musicians who were beginning to settle into L.A.'s life of studio work were at the same time producing interesting jazz. To make the point clear, he released the 10-inch LPs with the subtitle Jazz in Hollywood. Nocturne's debut, made by trombonist Herbie Harper, who worked regularly with Dinah Shore's TV orchestra, won enough acclaim to keep the new label rolling. Here's Herbie Harper's quintet performing Jeepers Leapers on Nightlights. Thank you. Trombonist Herbie Harper performing Dinah, backed by Jimmy Rolls on piano, Harry Babasan on bass, and Roy Hart on drums. Before that, the same group with baritone saxophonist Bob Gordon doing Jeepers Leapers from the Complete Nocturne Recordings, Volume 1. Bob Gordon, an unsung hero of 1950s West Coast jazz, having died in a car accident at the age of 27. Many of the West Coast musicians who recorded for Nocturne had known one another for years and had frequently jammed together on Monday nights at L.A.'s Showtime Club. It was there that saxophonist Bud Shank had first met trumpeter Shorty Rogers, and they went on to play together in Stan Kenton's orchestra and as part of the Lighthouse All-Stars. Nocturne offered Shank a chance to record his first date as a leader, and he got the added benefit of six original Shorty Rogers compositions. On some sides, Shank used an alto flute and Rogers used a flugelhorn, a first for jazz recordings, Rogers would later claim. Here's Bud Shank doing Shorty Rogers' Shank's Pranks on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Bud Shank on alto sax, performing Shorty Rogers' Jazzmen, accompanied by Rogers himself on trumpet, Jimmy Rolls on piano, Harry Babasan on bass, and Roy Hart on drums. We also heard the same group performing Rogers' Shank's Pranks from the Complete Nocturne Recordings, Volume 1. Another member of the West Coast Sidemen that made recordings for Nocturne was valve trombonist Bob Ennevoldsen. At the time of his Nocturne debut, Ennevoldsen was working with songwriter Bobby Troup's group, as was guitarist Howard Roberts. Ennevoldsen had been playing bass on weekend gigs with pianist Marty Pasch, who brought two compositions to Ennevoldsen's Nocturne date. Here's one of them, Fastbuck on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Bob Benevoltson on tenor sax, performing a song written by a bandleader of his, singer and pianist Bobby Troup, Where Did the Gentleman Go?, with Howard Roberts on guitar, Harry Babasan on bass, and Don Heath on drums. Before that, the same group, but with Benevoltson on valve trombone and Marty Pasch on piano, doing Pasch's Fast Buck from the Complete Nocturne Recordings, Volume 1. We'll have more West Coast jazz from Nocturne Records in just a few moments. Production support comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to The Nocturne Record Story, Jazz in Hollywood on Nightlights. We're playing music from the Nocturne Records label on this edition of Nightlights, a label run out of Los Angeles in the early 1950s by drummer Roy Hart and bassist Harry Babasan, featuring music recorded by West Coast Sidemen and issued under the series title of Jazz in Hollywood, emphasizing Babasan and Hart's determination to, as Babasan put it, broaden the nation's views of our activities out here in Hollywood and to present some of the better musicians who are most normally hidden in the more commercial work of the city, yet who are outstanding jazz musicians in their own right. One such musician was trombonist Herbie Harper, who had helped Nocturne get off to a successful start with its debut LP in 1954. Later that year, Harper did a follow-up session for Nocturne. Unable to enlist baritone saxophonist Bob Gordon again, he turned instead to Bud Shank, an altoist who played both tenor and baritone on this subsequent date. Here they are doing Victor Young and Peggy Lee's The New York City Ghost on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Herbie Harbor Quintet doing Sanguine with Harper on trombone, Bud Shank on saxophone, Marty Pesch on piano, Harry Babasan on bass, and Roy Hart on drums from the Complete Nocturne Recordings, Volume 1. Before that, the same group doing New York City Ghost. In the late 1940s, bassist and Nocturne Records co-founder Harry Babasan had crossed paths with a young and talented pianist named Lou Levy, and the two of them had played together in the Woody Herman Big Band. By the early 1950s, Levy was out of the music business, working, according to Babasan's liner notes for Nocturne LP, as an executive in the publishing business. But during a trip to L.A., he was lured by Babasan into doing a Nocturne date with saxophonist Virgil Gonzalez, and shortly thereafter into leading his own trio album for the label. Very shortly thereafter, Babasan wrote, publishing lost a promising young executive, and the world was blessed by the return of one of its finest pianists. We'll hear Levy leading his own trio, and here with baritone saxophonist Virgil Gonzalez, Love Me or Leave Me on Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Lou Levy Trio doing Without You with Levy on piano, Harry Babasan on bass, and Larry Bunker on drums from the Complete Nocturne Recordings, Volume 1. Before that, we heard the Virgil Gonzalez Quintet doing Love Me or Leave Me with Buddy Wise on tenor sax, Bob Inevoldsen on valve trombone, Virgil Gonzalez on baritone sax, Lou Levy on piano, Harry Babasan on bass, and Larry Bunker on drums. Jimmy Rolls, who had worked with bandleaders such as Woody Herman, Benny Goodman, and Tommy Dorsey, was pretty much the house pianist for Nocturne Records, and he was often backed by label partners bassist Harry Babasan and drummer Roy Hart. He made one session for Nocturne with a different rhythm section, his first date as a leader, although the results came out on the Liberty label after Nocturne folded in 1955. Rare but Well Done garnered Rolls a 4-star review in Downbeat. We'll hear a track from it that shows the sometimes unremarked influence of Count Basie upon West Coast jazz, Jimmy Rolls and Topsy on Nightlights. Thank you. Jimmy Rolls performing Topsy with Red Mitchell on bass and Art Mardigan on drums from Mosaic's Pacific Jazz Piano Trios and also available on the Complete Nocturne Recordings, Volume 1. Nocturne Records would fold in 1955, having produced close to a dozen albums in its short existence. Its output was relatively small, but it documented a Hollywood variant of the emerging West Coast jazz scene, and it gave musicians such as Bud Shank, Jimmy Rolls, and Lou Levy a chance to shine for the first time as leaders. The records also caught a group of West Coast sidemen at an interesting juncture in their lives, still young and creatively driven, but also coming together in Los Angeles partly to escape the grind of big band life on the road, jamming together, but also starting and raising families. Several decades later, they would all look back on these recordings as a source of happy memories and pride. We'll close with the Herbie Harper Quintet doing Now Playing on Nightlights. Thank you. We close with the Herbie Harper Quintet doing Now Playing with Harper on trombone, Bud Schenk on tenor sax, Marty Pesch on piano, Harry Babasan on bass, and Roy Hart on drums from the Complete Nocturne Recordings, Volume 1. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead. Thank you.